Grapevine, and much more. But we get it underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program actors Arthur Meyer and our dear friend, we haven't talked to her in far too long, Stephanie Drake, to tell us all about the wonderful web series they've got, ABC Parenting. Arthur, welcome.
Thank you so much, Rich. It's so nice to be on the show.
And Stephanie, so great to have you back with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back. A lot's happened in the last few years.
Yes, indeed. ABC Parenting is just, it's wonderful. It is so funny. How did it all come together and how did you two get together?
Okay, so I'm trying to think which one I'll tell first. First, I'll tell how ABC Parenting came about, which is that I have a 2.5-year-old son. So about a little over 2.5 years ago, I started Googling like how to be a parent, you know, like how does one raise a child and not, you know, and have them continue to live a fruitful, joyful life. And it turns out that there's like all these parenting channels on there that give actual good advice about how to be a parent that I would use. And then I thought, but it would be fun to do a version of this where the advice is bad, but the people giving the advice are confident, you know, are confidently giving bad parenting advice. So then this is kind of where Stephanie comes in. I basically wrote 50 episodes of this web series. And I'd say in the first month or two of our kids' life, the only thing that we did besides taking care of him was we were watching Mad Men, and we had never seen we were like what 15 I think we were exactly 15 years late on Mad Men, which is how I am with other shows. And once I got to Stephanie, I noticed that every scene she was in, she to me stole the scene. It was so funny. And I messaged her on Instagram and I said, "Hi, Stephanie, my name's Arthur. I'm a comedian. I live in Chicago. I have a wife and a kid. And I want to let you know that I just think that you're so funny in every scene that you're in on this great TV show." And she wrote back a really nice message. Mm-hmm. But then it actually wasn't until a little while later that we were supposed to have another friend of mine play the part that Stephanie ended up playing. But she got pregnant and was in her first trimester and not feeling that great. So she kind of had to drop out just weeks before the project. So I was trying to think who would be perfect for this role. And then Stephanie popped into my head. So we had never met in person. I just messaged her on Instagram again. I said, "Remember me? Would you be interested in being me flying you out to New York? And we shoot 50 episodes of this thing in 4 days." And she said yes. So it was kind of amazing. And then she ended up being like now I watch the episodes and I can't picture anyone else besides her in that role.
Well, Stephanie,
thanks,
of course,
Arthur, that's so nice.
And for people who don't know, first of all, what's wrong with you? Stephanie was, of course, Don Draper's best secretary, Meredith, who was a brilliant. And what Arthur said is true. You light up the screen every scene you're in. Absolutely wonderful. And you two work together. You have such a great chemistry in this series.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely didn't know what was gonna happen. But when Arthur told me about the project, he had originally asked me to, you know how every episode starts with a parent asking a question? He had originally asked me to do one of those. So I was already familiar with the project and I did that and I sent it to him. And then a few days later, he was like, "Wait, do you wanna do this with me?" And I was like, "Well, send me a couple of the scripts and maybe we should Zoom." And I just thought they were hilarious. And Arthur is hands down the funniest person I've met. And we hit it off immediately. Once we figured out the dates, because we're both parents, we both have stuff going on, I flew out to New York and it couldn't have gone better. It was fun. It was easy. We had a great, like super small crew. And we shot at this wonderful house out in Connecticut, and it was like summer camp.
Yeah, the first time I actually met Stephanie in person was when I drove out to pick her up at the airport when she flew in. And yeah, because we both have kids, it's really hard to get a few days where you're just not with them. And it's just hard because you miss them and you like the kid too. But yeah, we shot all 50 episodes in 4 days. Wow. And then the episodes are all supplemented with footage from other friends of mine, some of many of whom are actors and comedians, but some of them also are just, non-actors and comedians, regular people with
Regular
jobs and stuff.
parents.
Yeah, regular parents. Yeah.
And Arthur, you worked with Drew Barrymore on her show. You've worked with Jimmy Fallon. How do those experiences help bring you to this point of creating this terrific series?
Well, so the thing about working at a show like The Tonight Show or The Drew Barrymore Show is that they're essentially little comedy factories. I mean, Drew's more of a daytime show, but The Tonight Show is a comedy show, and it's a comedy factory where you're just churning out content. You don't even have that much time to second guess yourself. So writing 50 episodes of something kind of brought me back to those days of doing that. And you're just like, yeah, just kind of go with the first instinct thought that you have. What's a funny thought that I've had about parenting? And how can I write just 2 minutes on it? And that's kind of the beauty of it, is the episodes are so short that you don't really need to be super precious about anything. It's even okay if an episode doesn't work. In fact, the episode that we just released last week, which is about, it's called 61 Traditional Baby Name Ideas. It's probably the most divisive episode. Like, my wife, for example, hates the episode, but then I've talked to other people who have said that it was their
David, have you
favorite.
thought of David as a name?
I can tell you watched
I
the
did.
episode. But yeah,
Bruce.
I think those shows really, they teach a work ethic to people like me who are inherently lazy.
Well, the response has been phenomenal. What is it? Something like 8 million views?
No, I think now we're up to about 14
Oh
million.
my gosh, that is crazy. Well, I don't have anyone as young as yours, but my guy's 10, and it's the
Oh, yeah.
same thing. When, because I was late to the parenthood game, as you can tell, see me on screen. I did the same thing. I searched on the internet, and if there's anything you can be sure of finding, it's completely opposing viewpoints about just about every aspect of parenthood. And that's what makes this series so relatable and so funny, because some of these episodes, you can watch them and be about three quarters of the way through and go, this isn't real. No, this is actually a comedy, because I'm pretty sure I might have heard some of this advice. Now, what I want to do is play a couple of clips. I'm not sure here with the magic of Zoom if you guys will be able to hear the audio while they're playing, but you'll know what they're about. This first one involves some book titles for parents looking for help. Here's a little clip of ABC Parenting.
Yes, we've actually written several books. Here are a few of our favorites.
The Errant Parent, a complete guide to all of the mistakes you're definitely making.
Why does pregnancy have the name Nancy in it? And other questions everyone asks.
Encyclopediatricians, a complete list of every single pediatrician working in America right now.
Instagross. How to wean your teen off the screen.
Meow, hiss, catty daddy. How to avoid becoming a sassy dada.
Giant steps. How to care for a super tall baby, like I'm talking over 6 feet.
My truck balloon is banana happy pillow. What to do if your child is speaking wrong.
I love that. And as always is the case in comedy, you can't wink at the audience. And the key to making comedy effective is playing it like you are completely serious and it is a drama.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think every legitimate parenting channel fully believes in what they're saying. And to me, in comedy, there's just about nothing funnier than fully believing in something that is stupid. That's kind of the key to it, is you could sort of present anything as an important tenet of parenting, as long as you do so with full confidence and authority.
All right, this is a clip from one of my favorite episodes. Signs your wife just gave birth.
As a dad whose wife has given birth, I know a thing or two about how to tell if your wife's given birth. So to help you out, here are five signs that your wife just gave birth to a baby. Number one, there's a naked crying baby in the room that wasn't there before. Number two, your wife just spent the last 14 hours screaming the hardest she ever has in her life. Well, that either means she just gave birth or she just spent all day on Batman the Ride at Six Flags. Four, A team of nurses is standing in a semicircle around your wife's hospital bed and congratulating her. This one kinda speaks for itself. And finally, number 5, someone comes in the room and asks you what name you want to give to the baby that your wife just gave birth to.
I love it. Absolutely brilliant. So the response from people I know has been great, but the response has also been great from some of those folks you know that you mentioned, Arthur. You've had some wonderful guest appearances on the series.
Yeah, I think the craziest one is the musician Erica Badu asked one of the parenting questions. I was introduced to her years ago at Fallon, and we sort of weirdly hit it off, and she wrote her number on a coffee cup. And so then maybe like once a year we'll text, and I was like, would you want to do an episode? And she said, yeah. And I'm trying to think who else we have. We have Abby Elliott from The Bear, Beck Bennett from SNL, Lolly Adefope from a bunch of things. She was on the show Shrill. Abby Jacobson from Broad City. I know that there's a few that are slipping my mind right now. But yeah, those are some of the big ones. People that we were very happy to have just ask a little parenting question.
Do you have people, friends or family members who suggest topics for you?
Yeah, I think we do get a lot of topic suggestions from people. I mean, we even have an email account, which is abcparentingadvice@gmail.com. So if anyone out there wants to suggest either an idea that they have or even just an area of parenting to cover, we will cover literally anything. That's kind of a nice thing about ABC Parenting, too, is that it's a very malleable idea. You could cover any topic from infancy to, you know, being a teenager. We have an episode about where we're kind of discussing how to handle your first period, the first period that you get as a girl. But Stephanie just happens to be sick that day. So I basically have to talk to her on the phone right before the episode and jot down as many notes as I can. And they just couldn't be more wrong. So yeah, I could cover anything from being a baby to teenager, 18-year-old, whatever.
Arthur, I think I text you at least once a week. Like, we should do this for season 2.
Yes, totally.
I commend you both for your wonderful ability to maintain a straight face in the most trying of conditions, because some of the things you say are so beautifully ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. This episode that just aired last week with the traditional names, that was by far the hardest episode to get through. I was a mess. I don't know how we actually did it.
I mean, to give you an idea of what that episode was, and this, by the way, might be the single dumbest thing I've ever written. We're listing just traditional, basic, standard names that you could name your child. So the entire episode is us just going back and forth saying, you know, Paul, John.
But I like it when you slow down and really take your time getting into each of those names.
Yes. And I think Stephanie and I were laughing so hard when we were shooting it, because it's just so clearly such a waste of time to even make a video like that. The idea that there would be a parent that would willingly watch a video where they could just look up online, or even just think of the friends that you know. Everyone knows like someone named Katie, you know. But we took the time to very carefully list every basic name that you could, you know, that you know. Dan, you know.
And I mentioned I have a 10-year-old. I fear that won't be long before I'll have to take a second watch of how to have the talk with your son.
Yes, totally. That's a big one. Yes.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. Rich, I have a question for you. Do you enjoy being a dad?
Oh, I love being a dad. Yeah. Yeah. It's the best thing I ever did.
You seem like you'd be really good at it.
Oh, yeah, like everybody else, I have my moments. There is an advantage coming to it later in life, but the disadvantage is if I do something well, I probably forget about it.
Yeah.
But no, it's awesome. I tell people, if I had known it was going to be this much fun, I'd have done it at a normal age.
Yeah, that is interesting. I know some dads that are... I feel like everyone went to school with a kid who had a dad who was like 80, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You're not that.
No, no. I mean, I'm not in the Rolling Stones. I'm not at that point yet, but...
Yeah, you're not David Letterman.
So for people to find the series, now I watch it through YouTube, but you guys are on a whole lot of different platforms, right?
Yes, we're on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. So we encourage people to follow us on all of those social media.
Well, it is a wonderful series. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steph.
Oh, I should probably say the name of the handle, by the way. It's at ABC Parenting Advice.
Yeah, I think we have the most action on TikTok. It is so enjoyable to go back through and read the comments we get. People get into it. It's really
also
fun.
For and Stephanie, almost,
I know, almost always there's at least one Meredith from Mad Men ?
Every episode. There's so many Meredith from Mad Men comments.
I went back, by the way, Stephanie, and watched After Meredith, which was brilliant.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. That's probably the last time we talked.
I think it was.
Right after I did that. Yeah, I have not watched that in a while. I should go back and watch it. Yeah.
Well, people need to check it out. If you are a parent, if you know parents, if you had parents, you will enjoy ABC Parenting. It is absolutely delightful. Arthur Meyer, Stephanie Drake, love the series. And it's so great to have a chance to talk with you both.
Thank you
so much, Rich. Can I ask you one quick question before we go?
Of course.
Okay, so you know in radio ads, when at the very end of the ad, it kind of gives all the details that, you know, offer valid until. Do you know if they speed that up, like in the edit, or is the person actually talking that fast?
Well, you probably now they speed it up because that technology is so much easier with digital editing and things like that. But I will tell you, it's funny you say that because back in my younger days, in the analog days, I used to do some side work recording commercials, and I had a friend who produced commercials, and he would call me because I had the ability, I'm kind of ashamed of it, that I could squeeze about 39 seconds of copy into a 29 and a half second commercial and still be somewhat easy to understand. So he would call me, but I knew it would always be, hey, I've got to go over there and talk about the really fascinating things I can do and tell you what's going on. I hated it, but, you know, the money was good.
Yeah, you were good at it even right there.
That's authentic radio gibberish. I'm happy to share that with you. Well, thank you guys so much. Arthur, it's wonderful to meet you. Enjoy your time in upstate New York. Stephanie, it's so great to have you back on again. Stay in touch.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich.
All right. Thank you, guys. Rich. Arthur Meyer, Stephanie Drake with us here on Downtown. We'll take a break. I'll talk slowly. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Marilyn McCoo.
And I'm Billy Davis Jr. And you're listening to Downtown.